now or whatever.
Meet here every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and try to help you sell, buy, sell, trade, and give away your junk. All that being said, before we kick this off for however it works, is there any emergency traffic that has priority? Nothing heard. I guess we'll get this started. It's real easy. I'll ask for check-ins. I'll make take one or two, and I call you when I give the suffix your call sign. When I call you, tell you to go ahead, and you'll come with your full call sign, your name, location, what do you have to buy, sell, trade, or give away, and how we get a hold of you. I'm sure y'all been here before. You know how it works. So without any further ado, anyone have any traffic for the Trader's Net this morning? Come now.
Well, I'll jump in. This is WA5CV Foxtrot.
Did you hear TC Foxtrot?
No. Can you relay?
Yeah, TC Foxtrot, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Whiskey Alpha 5, Charlie Bravo Foxtrot, Lauren. I'm here in Norman, Oklahoma, and I have a few items to sell. It's Kenwood PS-140, little transceiver, $300, shipped. I've got a Heath kit, DX-40, $145, shipped. Got a 6 meter wire antenna for hex speed, $15, shipped. Phone number 405-637-5409. Thank you.
Roger. What was his name there? Ken. Okay, Ken, I got you. I believe it was. What was the Heath kit again?
Yeah, the little Heath kit is a Delta X-ray 40. About a 75-watt rig. It was a kit put together, and I'd like to have 125 shipped.
That is 125?
Roger, Roger.
Roger, Roger. Okay, well, he's got...
Five.
Everybody, he's got... Did you hear that, Jay, or do you want me to let you... Let me...
No, go ahead and repeat. I didn't catch everything. I got part of it, but not all.
Okay, he has a Kenwood 140 that he wants $300 for. He's got a Heath kit DX-40 that he wants $125 for. And a 6 meter wire, I don't know if it's a kit or whatever, for a hex beam, and he wants $15 for that chip. And let's see. I didn't get, oh, here it is. WA5BCF, and I didn't get the name one more time.
It's Lauren, and it's Charlie Bravo Foxtrot.
What was the full call again?
Bravo Foxtrot.
Yeah, Whiskey Alpha 5, Charlie Bravo Foxtrot, Lauren, and he's in Norman, Oklahoma. His phone number is 405-637-5409. And all of his prices are shipped. That 100 for the 140, 125 for the DX-40, and $15 for the hex beam antenna.
Okay, he took a few dropouts for me, so KC5WLF, back to the net.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Tom. I got it now. The name was Warren, is that correct? I got everything
Warren.
Else.
Yes, Norm, is it Norman?
He's in Norman, Oklahoma, I believe.
Warren, L-A-U-R-E-N, in
okay.
Norman, Oklahoma.
Okay.
That is correct.
Robert. All right, Lauren. All right. Okay, folks, we'll get her done somehow. Whiskey Alpha 5, Charlie Bravo Foxtrot, Lauren in Norman, Oklahoma, has Kenwood TS-140 for $300 shipped. He has a Heathkit DX-40 for $125 shipped. And he's got the wire for, a 6-meter wire for a hex beam for $15 shipped. And you can reach Warren at, you can reach him at 405-637-5409. 405-637-5409. Does anyone need a fill?
Thank you, gentlemen. WA5CBS, clear and listening.
Thank you, sir. It's one of those mornings. All right. Anyone else have any traffic for the net this morning?
Alpha Sierra.
Alpha Sierra. Go ahead, sir.
Calls Alpha Charlie 5 Alpha Sierra. The name is Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. I have a Cushcraft A3S beam, which also includes the 40-meter add-on that goes with the Cushcraft to actually make it an A4. So it'll work 10, 15, 20, and 40 meters. It's in new conditions, never been put up, but the main box for the A3 is falling apart. So I prefer it to be a pickup item only because of that one box. I do have everything manual, bolts, nuts, everything. Asking $450 for it, again, pickup item only. I prefer to be contacted via email. My email is bill@ac5as.com. I am good on QRZ. Location is in Bangs, just west of Brownwood. That's all I've got for you, AC5S.
Okay, Bill. All right, Bill, up there by Brownwood, Texas, has got a Cushcraft A3S beam with the 40-meter add-on kit, which gives you 10, 15, 20, and 40. It's brand new, but the box is bad, so it's pickup item only. You know, you don't want to just try to ship the thing without the box, but $450 pickup. He can be reached by email. He's good on QRZ, but his email is bill@alphacharlie5alphasierra.com. bill@ac5as.com. Anyone need a fill? Okay, moving on. Anyone else?
W7 Zulu, Japan.
Whiskey 7 Zulu, Japan. Wait a minute. Zulu, Japan, right?
Yes, sir. You've got it right. The call W7ZJ. I'm located in Georgetown, Texas, and the name is Tom. And I have a few items here to list. It'll be pickup only due to the weight on most of these items. I have an Alpha 9500. That's the fully automatic tuning amplifier with a single 8877 legal limit plus amp. It's in a very, very nice condition. I want $3,200 for that. I also have an ICOM 7610 HF rig. That is included a desk microphone and SM8. And I'd like 20 or 2,000 for that. And again, that would be pickup only. I don't have the box. I also have a Wilson System 3. It's a tri-bander, 20, 15, and 10 meters. That's a 14-foot boom. This antenna is old school. It was made in 1984. It's in good condition. It is down. It hasn't been up for almost 8 years now since I moved here. This antenna is on the ground. It's complete. I do have the elements with the traps all stored in a dry shed, so they have not been exposed to the Texas sun or the weather. Like 150 for that. I also have an Icon 7600 in very good condition. Got the original box. It's really a nice radio, late production serial number if you're interested. I'd like 1100 for that. And the last item I have to list here is a Butternut HF2V. That's an 80 and 40 meter vertical antenna. This antenna is complete. It's down. I have the instruction manual. It's stored in a garage. And it is in like new condition. The element or the aluminum is not oxidized at all. It's still very shiny. And I'm asking about 3.25 for that. That's about half the price that DX Engineering wants for a new one, and this one is as new. The best way to contact me is going to be my QRZ email address, which is whiskey7zulujapan75@gmail.com. Again, that's w7zj75@gmail.com, and that's listed in QRZ if anybody's interested. Is there anything else you'd need from me, sir?
No, I think that's about it. Georgetown, right up there near Austin. Okay. All right, folks. Whiskey Zulu. Okay. I got it. I'll get her out in a minute. Whiskey 7, Zulu Japan, Tom, in Georgetown, has a Alpha 9500 in very good condition. And you're listening to one, so I know what that is. For $3,200, which is a super price for that amplifier. He also has his pickup item only, by the way, pickup item. All this is pickup items, and it's all, says it's all in very good condition. He has an ICOM 7610 for, with the SM8 microphone for $2,000. He's got a Wilson tri-bander, 2015 and 10, but it's been down. It's stored. The elements are stored where the weather can't get to them. It's in very, very good condition for $150. He has an ICOM 7600 for $1,000. He has a Butternut vertical, 80 through 40, vertical antenna for $325. Those are great antennas. That's a good price. Tom is good on QRZ for his email, which is the best way to contact him, at Whiskey Zulu. Damn it, I'm going to do that again. At whiskey7zulujapan75@gmail.com. That email is also listed on QRZ, so if I mess it up, you can look him up on QRZ, QRZ at whiskey7zulujapan. Sorry for the stumbles, Tom. Did I get you right?
Everything's good. Thank you for being there, and I'll be clear and listening for more. W7ZJ. Thank you.
Okay, Tom. No problem. KM5QS. All right. Anyone else for the net this morning? Come now.
Tango X-ray.
Tango X-ray. That's probably Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. Steve Dunshiner, I still have my AL82. Quadra is gone. I think I checked in and said that last week. Quadra is gone. Thank you, Wade. AL82, clean as whistle, Peter Dahl transformer, 23500Zs. On it right now. Hello, y'all, and it's 1,457 watts with 50 watts in, so it'll do legal limit. Really, it's a pretty stout amplifier, if you've ever seen one, and it'll do legal limit easy and do some AMing if you want to and all that fun stuff, but there is a little niggle with the and it's how I got it, was the with the multimeter switch, and it doesn't have a detent spring in it, so you can put it on anything you want and just leave it there, but it doesn't detent. I just leave it on high voltage anyway, which is right, it looks like right now at about 3600, maybe 3700 volts, which is about what it's supposed to be doing, give or take, with those 3500Zs. It's pickup only here in Shiner. Email me first so we can swap phone numbers. I'm good on QRZ. The call is King Whiskey 5 Tango X-Ray. It's a 2x2 KW5TX. How's that, Jay?
Yes, sir. That ought to work. Did you give the price?
Oh, I probably didn't. $1,800. I think that's a good price. Chad said it was a good price, so that's the price I've got on it. I would like to move it down the road. I've got a lot of amps, and it's hard for me. Health issues, and I ain't the man I used to be, and it's a little bit heavy to deal with for me, and it's the only reason I'm getting rid of it, because I really do love the amplifier. Like I said, I'm on it now. It works real good. But anyway, thank you all for listening.
Sure, no problem, Steve. Yeah, it sounds great. It really does. Full-bodied, I mean, your audio, everything's great. Of course, and the amplifier's passing that right along like it should. And you wouldn't want to argue with Chad. It wouldn't do you any good. He's not going to change his mind anyway. But all right, folks, KW5TX, with that great signal and the wonderful audio up there, has got an AL82, and I'm sorry, Steve, did you say where you were located?
Yeah, in Shiner, in deep in the heart of Shiner, Texas, right downtown, about 4 blocks from the brewery.
Oh, I know exactly where you are. Okay, yeah. Shiner, Texas, where they make that good dark beer, and some others. Steve has an AL82 amplifier. You're listening to it. It's working just fine. It's got one little deal on the function switch, not the function switch, but the meter switch, where the detent doesn't hold it in. But if you leave it set on, it does not hurt the function of the amplifier whatsoever, as we can all tell by listening to it. He wants $1,800 for it, picked up in Shiner, Texas. And he can be reached by email, which is good on QRZ. Look him up under Kilo Whiskey 5 Tango X-Ray, KW5TX. And Steve has been around for a while. He's a good guy. So if you want a really nice amplifier, yeah, there you go. Good, Steve.
Perfect, Jay. Thank you. Have a great day.
I'm going to try real hard. All right. Anyone else for the net? Come now.
WB52.
WB5 question mark?
Q.
Oh, gotcha. Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning. John Carson in Norman, Oklahoma. Talked to you last week, Jay. I have my JRC JST 245 and the matching JRC NVA 319 speaker for sale. I have all the books, all the records, all the boxes, everything. Cabling to hook up to an amplifier, whatever you want. Here's the deal. $2,000 gets it delivered to your door. That includes the shipping and everything, okay? If you want it for a little bit less money, say $1,800, you can meet me somewhere in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And my phone number is 405-417-4146. And I am good on QRZ.
Okay. I'm surprised somebody hadn't jumped on that. That's an excellent radio. Okay, folks, John up in Norman, Oklahoma, Whiskey Bravo 5 Quebec, has got a JRC, that's Japan Radio Company, JST-245 transceiver with the matching speaker. It's an excellent rig. Look it up, it was a high-end rig back in the day, not that long ago. But anyway, it's a great radio. $2,000 shipped to your door, or if you want to save a couple of $100, he can meet you somewhere in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or thereabouts. John can be reached at area code 405-417-4106. 405-417-4106. Did I get all that right, John?
Yeah. The only thing that you need to note is that I have all the books, all the records. I have had this radio almost 20 years, and it's absolutely perfect. It has seen sporadic use over the last probably 5 to 7 years. I have an FTDX 101MP that I use primarily. The 245 is a backup rig. It's always been inside, never been outside. It's been very well taken care of. And as I said, I've got all the books, all the boxes, everything. So it's basically like you're buying a new old unit, as it were. Go ahead. Thank you, Jay.
Question?
Okay, John, good deal. He's got all the paperwork, all the books, everything. It's basically like new old stock. And John's been around for a long time. I haven't heard from him for a while, but there is absolutely zero negative feedback on this gentleman. So you can put it in the bank. At 405-417-4106. Thank you, John.
There was a question, Jay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is N0SAP. Good morning, guys. John, do you have the filters in that radio?
I have not changed anything myself. I would have to go look up everything in the books, but I assume that it does. It came from a ham down in the Galveston area. I'd have to actually go look it up, but everything has always worked beautifully, and I don't know if it actually has any extra filters or not, but I'll certainly check.
Okay, it should be easy to find under the top cover, or you can just go to the filter section on the radio and press the intermediate or narrow. It'll give you the indication of the sideband and CW filters. By the way, I'm on my JST-245 right now in case anybody wants to know what it sounds like. Here it is. So thank you, John. A nice price, nice radio. I can't get rid of mine. I've had about a half a dozen of these things over the years. They're just awesome radios. Back to you, Jay. Good morning, everybody. N0SAP.
Oh, okay, Sap. Thanks for the assist. That's a good deal. We're a full service net this morning, folks. We even have occasionally demonstrations of the equipment for sale. That's pretty cool. Good to hear you, Sap.
All right, y'all stay warm.
All right. All right, this is KM5QS. This is the Sunday Morning Texas Traders Net, but you don't have to be in Texas to participate. If we can hear you, we will work you. So anyone else for the net, come now.
M-O-K.
N5-M-O-K. Go ahead, Mikey.
Yeah, okay. Hey, I got a few items here I picked up on an estate sale. I'm going to take it to Orange. I'm not going to ship none of it. But it'll be an orange. First item is going to be a Elenco EMS 14 Death Mic, be $80. Elenco DSR8T radio, HF only. It has $400. the Elenco DM30T as in Tango. I think it's actually a 20 amp power supply. I think it's just a model number. On $80 for you. A MFJ 880 watt meter, watt SWR meter. It's a 2 kilowatt meter, $60. MFJ Versa Tuner 901B Bravo, that's 200 watt tuner, $80. Let's see, MFJ Auto Tuner, 939, 120, MFJ Versa Tuner 3, model 962 Charlie, 962, that's a legal limit tuner, 175. Anyway, I'll have that down in orange. I don't know if you got all that. Anyway, FIM, okay.
The only thing I copied out of that was the Elenco DX10 for $400. It kind of faded into the noise. But I think you had some tuners in one thing and another, and I did not get any contact information.
Okay. Yeah, the radio is a Elenco DX-SR8T, as in Tango.
I can't copy.
$400.
Okay, do that again. The Elenco HT, I got that part okay, but then Jay broke in. So if you'd redo it, I'm sure I can copy. Elenco, say that again, please.
Yeah, it's the radio, it's a HF radio, DX-SR8T, for $400.
Okay, Elenco, HF radio, DX-SR8T for $400, is that correct?
That is correct. And the tuner, the legal limit tuner, it's a where'd it go? Whoops. Yeah, it's a MFJ Versa Tuner, model 962C as in Charlie, for 175.
Okay, got that. Okay, now tell me your name if you would, and how we contact you.
Okay, the name is Mike. I'm up here in Kilgore. My phone number is 903-424-5542. If I don't answer, leave a message. Too damn many spam calls. If I don't answer, leave a message. But it will be in orange. It will be in orange. I'm not going to ship any of it.
Okay, Mike, appreciate that. And I got 903-424, then I missed the last four, I'm sorry.
5542.
5542, okay. Hopefully I got this okay for Jay. 55, let me just write that down. 5542. Now the tuner that she has, and first of all, let me go back. Mike is in Kilgore, and he has the Elenco HF DX SR8T for $400. The tuner that he has is a legal limit MFJ tuner. It's a 952C. It's $175. His phone number is 903-424-5542. Please leave a message, and Mike will call you back. As all of us do, we get too many spam calls. And forgive me, Mike, but I did not write down your call sign.
I've got it.
Hey, all right, never mind. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Yeah, I was able to, I've got everything filled in now, I believe. All right, N5MOK, Mike in Kilgore, Texas, is going to take this stuff to Orange, Texas. He doesn't want to ship it, but if you want it, you can meet him in Orange, or you can go to, you can call him and figure out how to get it. He has an Alenco DX. Excuse me, I can't read my writing. SB8 radio for $400, HF radio. Excuse me. He has an MFJ VersaTuner 952C for $175. That'll tune legal limit and get your thing, you know, whatever. It works. Mike can be reached at area code 903-424-5542. That's 903-424-5542. And like the rest of us, the spam calls are driving us nuts. So if he doesn't answer, leave a message and he will call you back.
Yeah, that's a 962, Charlie. 962.
Oh, a 962. Okay, the tuner is a MFJ 962C. All right. Sorry about that, Mike. 40 meters does not love me this morning.
By the way, I'm on that Alenco radio right now.
Well, there you go. We know it now. We know it works. So. No, they're actually pretty good rigs, but anyway. Okay, thank you, Mike. Appreciate the check-in, and thanks for the help, Tom. All right, anyone else for the Sunday morning Texas Traders Net? Come now.
November Zulu.
November Zulu, go ahead, sir.
Hello, Jay, everybody else out there on the net. This is Kilo Echo 5, Golf November Zulu. Name here is Ray over here in Angleton, just south of Houston. Jay, today I've got a want. I am looking for the Array Solutions PowerMaster VHF coupler. For the VHF coupler for that. If anybody's got one, contact me at 361-756-3383, and I'm good on QRZ. How copy, Jay?
I think I got it all. All right, folks, Ray, KE5GNZ, Kilo Echo 5, Gulf November Zulu, is on the look on the hunt for an Array Solutions PowerMaster VHF coupler, the coupler for the PowerMaster meter. If you've got one of those animals, he would love to get it from you. You can contact him at area code 361-756-3383. 361-756-3383. And he's good on QRZ for lookup and all that other good stuff. So, will that do it, Ray?
That'll do it. And I had sent you a text that I couldn't get. Was having some problems with a tuner. Come to find out, the roller inductor part of it come unsoldered, so we got it fixed. So disregard that text that I sent.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard the phone ring a while ago, but I couldn't get to it. So anyway, all right. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you. Y'all guys have a good day.
Yes, sir. I'm going to try real hard. All right, folks, it's Sunday morning, Texas Traders Net. Come now. Well, maybe we've worked the room. Is there anyone else out there who want to buy, sell, trade, give away? And if not, we'll return the frequency. But if so, come now.
Whiskey Golf.
Whiskey Golf. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Name here is Ron. Radio Ocean Norway. Located in Bulverde, Texas. Just north of San Antonio. 39 degrees and 39 miles per hour on the wind. It's pretty chilly. But I have this morning for sale a Hickok 6000 tube checker. I say tube checker because it also tests transistors. It comes with all the manuals. It has been totally rebuilt. It's just a gorgeous tube checker. If you need a very good one, this will be the one you want. It's kind of lightweight and doesn't take up a lot of desk space. And with it, I include a what I call a tub of tubes, or a laundry basket full of tubes. About half of them are new old stock. Some military still in boxes. And there are a few poles in there also. I don't know how many. I have not counted them, but I think there's at least 200 tubes that go with this tube checker. So you can test yourself also by plugging your finger into one of the sockets and pushing the test button and reading yourself on the meter, and tell you how good you are. Other than that, the best way to contact me is by email. My lookup information is good on QRZ. And if you'll contact me by email, I will return a phone call to you if you send me your phone number. Back to you, Jay. This is AB5WG.
Okay, AB5WG, and I'm not sure I got your name right a while ago. What was that again?
My name is Ron, Radio Ocean Norway, and I don't think I listed a price here, but you can get the tube checker and a tub of tubes, or laundry basket full of tubes, for $300.
Oh, excellent. Okay. That's a good deal. All right, folks, Ron. And you told me where you were, and I'm having a senior moment, I guess. But you can look him up on QRZ, Alpha Bravo 5 Whiskey Gulf. He has a Hickok 6000 tube and transistor tester. I think they call it a hybrid or something. I'm not sure. But at any rate, those are excellent testers. He's got all the paperwork and documentation and everything on it with it. And it comes with a bunch of tubes. Some of them are new old stock. Some of them are pulls, all different kinds, shapes, sizes, and deals. And he said, if you want to verify that it works, you can stick your finger in a socket and push the test button. I wouldn't recommend that, but you never know. You might see how much reactions you have, but you can get the whole thing for $300. If you look Ron up on QRZ, send him an email with your phone number. He'll return the call, and then y'all can figure out how to relieve him of it. Will that work, Ron?
Very good, Jay. This is a pickup item only. I don't want to ship this.
Yeah, I understand. Pickup item only, folks, and y'all know why. Okay, thank you, Ron. Moving right along, this is the net, so is there anyone else? I want to save my Kenwood station for this evening's listing on 3922. It's a goodie though, so y'all want to be there and see what I got and how little I want for it. All this stuff can be delivered from me, can be delivered at Bell Center, and probably a bunch of the rest of it too, which, by the way, is 44 days away. Belton Ham Fest. I encourage everyone to show up and support the Temple Amateur Radio Club, of which I am not a member, but I support them all the time, because without them, we couldn't have the Belton Ham Fest. If that makes any sense, it does to me. It's going to be fun. We're going to cook, and everybody's going to be happy. So is there anyone else for the net before we close her down?
Alpha 5,
an old one or a new one?
Okay, I've got Alpha 5, Romeo Tango, Rummy Bob, and then there's one other. I'll pick you up in a minute, sir. Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, I've got some stuff listed on QTH.com if anybody's interested. And I got a message for Tom Stack. Thanks for the fast shipping and the item. Appreciate it. AA5RT.
Okay. Okay, Ron. Ron, if y'all want to look on QTH, look up his call sign, AA5RT. He's usually got a bunch of goodies that he's going to bring to Belton, or you can contact him or whatever. So I'm not advertising for QTH necessarily. I'm advertising for Ron. So let's put it that way. All right. Was there someone else in there? Thought I heard another station a while ago. Anyone, anywhere?
Great neck. Great net.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right, folks, that being it, this is the last call. Anyone for the net? Hearing nothing, I shall relinquish your ears and turn this frequency back to normal amateur use. KM5QS with Sunday Morning Texas Traders Net. Look for us tonight on 3922 for the Continental Traders Net at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Good evening, gentlemen. Adios.